If you add up all the situations in which international authorities, such as UNICEF, recommend washing hands during this pandemic, after visiting a public space, or touching a surface outside the home, after coughing, sneezing, or blowing your nose, and of course after using the toilet or taking out garbage, and before and after eating, it easily amounts to at least 10 times a day. That's a lot of hand washing. A single 20-second wash plus wetting and rinsing uses at least 2 liters of water, more than half a gallon. A family of four washing 10 times a day each would use 80 liters just for hand washing. In the United States, where the average person consumes up to 100 gallons daily, that's around 379 liters, that's no big deal. In much of India and other parts of the developing world, it's an unimaginable luxury. Last year, after Chennai, India's sixth largest city, ran out of water during a prolonged drought, NITI Aayog, an Indian governmental think tank, released a report on the country's ongoing water crisis. It found that nearly 60% of India's urban households don't have piped water, running water. In the countryside, the figure rises to 82%, or 146 million rural homes without an adequate water supply. Here's just one example of what that life looks like. In the village of Katahi, in the Bunkind region in north-central India, there is one shared tap for every 5 households. Bundelkhand has suffered 13 droughts in the past 2 decades. Water shortage is a way of life here.